Welcome to Living Faith Online with Pastor Connie McLean.
Hello, and welcome to a special edition of LFCC Online, Wednesday Night in the Word. As you may know, this year marks 40 incredible years of Living Faith Christian Center. Back in 1985, Dr. Lamont and I founded this ministry with a vision to see lives transformed by the power of God. And as part of our anniversary celebration, we're doing something special. On the first and second Wednesday of each month, we're reaching back into the archives to bring you a powerful series from Dr. Lamont. For those who were here during his time, this will be a beautiful walk down memory lane. And for those who have joined us more recently, this will be an opportunity to experience his powerful teachings for the first time. No matter where you are in your faith journey, I know this series will bless you in a deep and meaningful way. So get ready, because what God has done before, he is still doing today. Let's dive in.
So let's pick up on verse 20. And these are they which are sown on what? On good ground, such as hear the what?
Word.
And receive it. And bring forth some what? They bring forth fruit, some
30-fold,
some 60, and some 100. Praise God. We talked about you having good ground. Last week, we dealt more with those of you who don't have good ground and what keeps you from having good ground. But today, we want to talk about who is good ground. Amen? And I believe all of you who are here, you know, you raise your hand and said you're good ground. Amen. And what is good ground?
Protect their heart.
Amen. That's right. Those who what? Protect their heart. Good ground. If you're good ground when you're willing to what? Protect your heart. See, the word must go into your heart.
Amen.
Your heart is designed for God.
Yes.
Your heart belongs to God.
Yes.
I'm going to say that again. Your heart belongs to God. The Bible says you should love the Lord with all your
heart.
If you love him with all your heart, how much room is there left for anything else? There's nothing left. Listen to what I'm saying. There's nothing left. The reason why you're in trouble, the reason why you find yourself in trouble with people, with your spouse, with your husband, your wife, in relationships, with your children, is because you're trying to give them your heart. The reason why you've been hurt and abused in the past is because you've been giving them your heart. The heart doesn't belong to them. Your heart belongs to God. It doesn't belong to your wife. It doesn't belong to your husband. It doesn't belong to your children. But you want to put your children first. You, listen, you want to give them all your love. You want to give your spouse all your love. You want to do all that. But your heart belongs to God. You're in violation. And then when people don't receive from you, that's when you get hurt. And you get hurt deeply. Some of you have been wounded for years because of somebody who said something to you or did something to you. And then you turn around and say, I ain't giving my heart to nobody no more. You so hard and callous right now. Can't nobody get nothing in. Then you come to church and the preacher's trying to minister the word to you. And you so stiff, hard and stiff neck sitting up there. Why? Because you ain't protecting your heart. Your heart is hard. Because it's been hurt before. But your heart belongs to God.
Amen.
It doesn't belong to your wife. It don't belong to your husband.
Amen.
Oh. It don't belong to your children. Because the moment you start doing that, then you start competing. And your husband starts saying, you love them more than you love me. Well, no, I don't. I love both of you. You're both in there. Yeah, well, what percentage do I have? Oh, I'm talking to somebody up in here today. Your marriage isn't going to work out right because you're giving your heart to someone else. The Bible says you ought to give your heart to God. And then when you give your heart to God, then you can love your wife even as God loved the church. In other words, now you can love your children the way God wants to love your children. You've got to put a guard over your heart. You've got to protect your heart. You must protect it. How do you protect it? By watching what goes in your ear. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Everybody say system.
System.
See, when you abuse the system, you get the abuse as a result. Ooh. Well, we're going real good right now. Look what Jesus is saying. To those which are good ground, he's saying, some will receive 30, 60, 100-fold. Verse 21. And he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be what? Manifest. Neither was anything kept secret, but that which is, that which should be, or should what? That which should come abroad. He's saying here, if you are indeed good ground, then that means nothing will be able to stop God from manifesting in your life. Nothing will be able to stop the word from manifesting in your life. If you are good ground. In other words, nothing can stop the manifestation from coming to pass. That's if you're good ground. Amen. Because good ground will always produce. Good ground will always produce. Now, a seed, the word of God is classified as the seed. You're not receiving all of God's knowledge, all of God's understanding, all that God is. You can't receive it all because it would just blow you up. It would just blow you up. It's too much for you. So what God gives you, because he loves you, he gives everything to you in seed form.
Amen.
So you can grow in the knowledge of God. Make sure you write that down. So you can grow in the knowledge of God. You're not going to have the mind of God right away. You've got to grow into the mind of God. So Jesus is saying, if you're good ground, then that seed that comes to you through the word of God, nothing can stop it. The devil can't stop it. Demons can't stop it. No one can stop it. The devil knows this. That's why he's trying to get the seed before it gets into the ground. And let me ask you a question. This is what Jesus is saying. If you were to plant seed, corn, you want a corn harvest, because we're talking about the sower sowing the word. A sower is a teacher, or in the natural, it's a farmer. If you were to sow, or if you desire to harvest, you would sow corn seed, right, to get a corn harvest. You take the seed and you hide the seed in the ground. That's what you're doing, right? Now, my question to you is, did you hide the seed because you were hiding it from somebody? Or did you hide the seed in the ground because you are expecting manifestation to come up? That's why you put the seed in the ground and you cover it up. Because you're expecting manifestation. Are you understanding me? You're expecting manifestation. You're not hiding it just to hide it. You're hiding because you are expecting manifestation. So, and God said, because when that seed goes in, you can't stop the manifestation from coming up. Nobody can stop it from coming up. Are you understanding now? Then he goes on to say, in verse number 23, he says, this is the most important verse of all of it. Listen to what he said. If any man have what?
Ears.
Has ears to hear.
Yeah.
let him hear. What he's saying is that if any man understands what I just said, if you understand what I just said, there will be nothing can stop you. If you understand, not that you heard it, you must understand it. Everybody hears it. There are people here who are hearing me right now, but not everybody's in understanding right now. But what you understand, the devil can't have. The Bible said he comes immediately to take away the word that you don't understand. And Jesus is saying in verse 23, if you have ears to hear or if you understand, verse 24, then you need to take heed to what you understand. You need to take heed to what you hear. Take heed to what you understand. The only way to get into your heart is through what you hear. The only way to get down into your heart is through what you hear. Satan wants to try to get to you, so he wants you to give up what's in your heart. Because if you have the heart and the word is in there, he wants you to give up that word. First of all, he doesn't want you to even give the word your heart. And many of you who come to church, you're not giving the word your heart. You're giving the word your head. You're sitting here, you're struggling because you're trying to get it in your head instead of letting the word come into your heart. God said if it gets in your heart, it can't be stopped. But if it gets into your head, if you don't understand the word of God, then the devil can take away what you have. That's why it's so important that you go to a church that preaches to you the word of God. Amen. You need the word because you need to what? Understand. You can't understand unless you hear the what? Word. Preaching, hollering, screaming ain't going to help you understand. It's going to help you feel good, but you're still going to go home with your problems you came in with. But the more you hear the word, the more you understand. Are you understanding me? The devil will try and do everything to keep you from understanding. The moment that the preacher begins to teach you, all of a sudden, slumber comes on you. Why is slumber coming on you? Because he doesn't want the what? Word. He wants you to demand. Listen to what I'm saying. He wants you to demand that preacher starts preaching and that preacher starts hollering and screaming to keep you awake, to keep you excited. Because as long as you're excited, you can't understand. Hey, you may not like what I'm saying, but I'm telling you the truth. I'm trying to get something to you right now. You must understand that your heart belongs to God. Your heart is important to God. Amen. You got to be careful because the way that people get to your heart is by what you hear. The reason why you got that man up in your room at night, not because he looked good. That's not what got him there. You ain't seen a whole lot of men that look good. He got there because he said something to you. And you heard what he said. And you liked what he said. And you let that come into your heart. And when you let it into your heart, then you let him in your door. Right now, I'm just giving you a little understanding. But if God had your heart, it wouldn't matter what he said. It wouldn't matter how he looked. The only thing that would allow him to even get the privilege of talking to you, he'd have to be saying the same thing God said. Amen. And I don't see anywhere in this Bible where God is saying, baby, you look so good. I want to lay down with you. I want to, oh, yeah, baby. You better put a guard over your heart, somebody. Jesus said, if you understand this, then take heed to what you understand. Grab a hold of it. Keep it. Sustain it. Why? Because, look what he says, for with the measure that you meet, or the measure you understand, it shall be measured back to you. And unto you that understand shall what? Come on, shall what?
More.
Come on, say more.
More.
Come on, say more.
More.
What are you looking for? More. Shall more be what?
Given.
For he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken away even that which he has. God is saying, based on what you understand, if you understand the word that is being preached to you, God said it's going to cause you to increase. You can't stop it. Jesus said, if you understand it, you can't stop it. Manifestation is coming. But if you do not understand, then what you don't understand is going to cause you to decrease. And not only would it cause you to decrease, even that for which you were trying to hold on to, even that will be taken from you. Everybody say understanding.
Understanding.
Say,
I need
understanding.
Understanding.
Glory to God. It's the understanding that allows you to receive the things, or allows you to enter into the system that God has for you. Based on your understanding. That's why they're good ground, but some are going to receive only 30% of what God has for them. Some are going to receive only 60%. And then some are going to receive the 100-fold percent. Why? Because it's based on what they take heed to, what they understand. They all hear the same word, but based on their understanding determines how much they receive. I don't know about you, but as far as I'm concerned, I want to understand everything. I want to get it down. I want to take it. I want to meditate on it. I want to go over it and over it until I what? Understand it. Because if I understand it, that means increase. Increase in my abilities, increase in my talent, increase in who I am, increase in my family, increase in my household, increase in my finances, increase in my health. I want to increase in every area of my life. God called you to be an increase.
Amen.
Amen. I called you to be the head, not the tail, God said. The system causes you to increase. But it all starts with what? Oh, yes, the word. Praise God. I was just testing y'all to see what y'all say. It all starts with what?
Word.
It all starts with the word. Jesus said, now if you understand this, he said, now I can tell you how it works. Now I can show you how it works. Verse 26, he says, and he said, so then is the kingdom of God, as if a man shall cast what?
Seed
into the ground. He's talking about the word now. And shall sleep and rise night and day, and the seed shall spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is, come on now, brought forth, immediately, he don't know how it got there, but immediately he put forth the sickle, because what? Come on, everybody say, the harvest is come. The harvest is come. Glory to God. Jesus is saying, this is how the kingdom of God works. This is how the system of faith works. The system that God has designed for you is a system called faith. And it's this system that will supply your every need. Let me show you how this system works. Let me have four gentlemen up here with your Bibles. Real quick. Four. One, two, three, four. I got one, two, three, four. Okay, that's good. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. See, these are blessed men. They don't hesitate. So everybody else was registering. I wonder if I should go up. I wonder if I'll be embarrassed. I wonder what he's going to cause me to do. No, they just jump right up. Amen. Blessed are thou. Amen. I'll stretch out a little bit. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Most of y'all must have been in the military. They said, don't volunteer for nothing. We have to deliver you from that. Amen. The system God has for you, it all starts with the what? The Word. The Word comes from God. The system is based on, we said this last week, the whole system is based on, and God said. And God said. That means that is the Word of God. It's actually the Word from God. Amen? So we have the Word that comes from God. God wants you to have your needs met. God wants you to have all your needs met. You got issues. Look at your neighbor and say, I think he's getting ready to talk about you right now. See, you got all kind of issues. And you are so tricked up over your issues that you have, all your little problems you're trying to deal with. See, but God wants you to go beyond your little issues because he's got something better for you. He's got something more in store for you. He wants to take you beyond. Understanding is going to take you beyond what you know. And it's going to supply you with what? More. It says it's going to add to you even more. So God wants to get the Word to you. The Word of God, in order to get it to you, he needs to have a sower. So he has a man of God who will sow the Word of God to you. So when God gives the man of God his Word, give the man of God your Word. The man of God now, watch this, he now has the Word from God. Amen. Amen. You can put your two Bibles together because now you got two. And now he's not going to share what he wants to share out of the Bible. He's going to share what God said. Amen. Amen. See, so we got a lot of preachers who just want to tell you what they want you to know. But this man, he's a sower. He's going to sow what God said. Because only what God said is going to minister to you. So he's going to sow the Word of God, the Word from God, to you. Amen. As he's sowing that Word to you, watch this. It comes to you not, it doesn't come to you in full blast. God gives it to you in seed form. It must, as you're hearing the Word, it must come to you, then it must grow. Amen. It has to grow in you through faith. Because if he gave it to you raw, you couldn't handle it. So he's got to let you develop it in you. Faith comes by what?
Hearing.
And hearing a word from?
God.
Now faith comes by, watch this, hearing and hearing a word from? So now faith's going to come. When he's sowing the Word, he's going to sow that Word to you. Go ahead, sow it over there. Faith comes by hearing and hearing, praise God. And now watch this. When you hear the Word, even though you're still dealing with your issues, the Word in you now is more than you expected. You now have more than enough. You don't realize it, but you've got more in you than you needed before. You see, because God's not concerned about just your needs. God wants to make sure, watch this, not only are your needs met, but God, that's because that's what you wanted, your needs met. That's what you've been praying for. Lord, meet my needs. But God also wants to take you beyond your needs into your desires and into the things that God desires for you to have. If you understand the system, you'll understand this. And now, watch this. When you receive it, you must now protect it. This Word now, listen, you've got more than enough here. But in order for it to become a harvest, you got to protect it. It's got to, when it goes in the ground, listen, you don't know how it's going to grow day or night. You don't know when it's going to come. All you know is that one day a harvest is going to be there. But it's during that time you must protect it. Are you with me? You must protect it. When your buddy shows up. Stand up here, Gene. You know, you put your Bible down because you ain't saved. Come over here. When your buddy shows up, stand out here. Look at your buddy behind you. He wants you to come hang out with him. He wants you to come and, you know, do what things you used to do. He wants, unless he's telling you all about it, how nice things are. He's trying to entice you out. See, watch this now. You're trying to hold on to what you have because you haven't reached harvest yet. You haven't reached harvest yet. Boy, but it's enticing. He's calling you. Matter of fact, he says he's got somebody he want to introduce you to. Yeah, go get this girl you want to introduce him to right there. No, not your wife. Get the... He got the, there you go. He got this, he gonna introduce you to this. Tonight. Let it be lonely tonight. Here we go. So now, watch this. The pressure is on. Come on now. How many of you know what I'm talking about? The pressure is on. What's going on? Everybody's out to get that word out of there. Why? He's got to hold on to it. If he gives it up, go ahead, give it back to the sower. Give it all of it, because you just, if you go with him, go ahead, walk with him. When you walk with him, he gives it all up. Go ahead, walk. Wait, don't forget. That's what got you there. Amen. Now watch this. He done lost it. All right, now here's next Sunday. He's repenting because he know, hey, I done lost it. Go ahead, let go of him. Because you don't want him no more. Now you're coming back to church. There he is. Now he's repenting. Now the sower, watch this. Sower got to start all over again. Trying to give him some words. Just give him one a little bit. Amen. Why? Because he got to start all over again with him. And this is what's happened to many of you. Every week you come in, we got to start all over with you. You keep losing your harvest throughout the week. But if you will receive it, hold on to the word. Go ahead, hold on to the word and tell those people, pasai vu, I don't want it. No. Then all of a sudden, the Bible says one day there's going to break forth out of you. There's going to be a harvest. Go ahead, give it over there. There's going to be a harvest, something that's so big you can't even imagine, you can't even hold on to it. Your harvest will be exceedingly abundantly above what you ask or what you think. Hallelujah. It's going to come forth. Now, understand the system. Here it is. Now, this is how it works, Jesus said. Understand the system. Here it is. Here it is. We're going to send you home on this. Come back and get the rest of it. When did he receive his harvest? When did he receive his harvest? Now watch this. Was it when the harvest appeared? You see, because if you're always waiting for the harvest to appear to receive it, you ain't never going to receive it because it's never going to show up. Is it when, watch this, when did he receive, is it when God said it? Yes. Huh? Yes. Is that when he received his harvest? Yes. No, not really. God said it before he was born. And so when, but all of a sudden, he said it before you were born. Did he receive it when, watch this, did he receive it when he had it all? When he was holding on to it? All of a sudden it dawned on him one day, I got a harvest. I better hold on to this harvest. Is that when he had a harvest? No. He got a harvest when the sower, listen to me, sower sowed the word. Key, this is good ground. ground does not wait for a harvest to have it. Ground has the harvest the moment you put the seed in it. Jesus is saying, you got it. It's going to grow. You don't know how, but it don't matter how. You receive your harvest the day you heard it. If you're here today, there's a harvest that you just heard today that is going to manifest in your life, and every need in your life is going to be met. If you receive it and understand it, every need is met when? Right now. Come on, give God a big praise. Everybody say, my need is in the seed.
Every need
is met
because
I received
the seed
today.
Not only
are my needs met, but I will be given
exceeding
abundantly
above all
that I ask
or think.
Today
I am
rich
because God has
abundantly
supplied me.
Give God a big praise.
Woo!
Thank you.
Oh,
come on, give the Lord a big praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory.
Thank you, Father.
Father, we praise you and thank you.
Father,
I pray that the spirit
of
revelation
and understanding
will rest
on these,
your people here
today.
I pray,
Father, as
they leave today
and
throughout the week,
they
begin to grow
in
the knowledge of
your word,
the
knowledge of
your system,
seeking
after it,
desiring
it,
knowing,
Lord,
as
they seek
after
to the same
degree
that they
seek
after
knowing
your system,
that
all things
shall
be added unto
them.
Every
need has
already
been
met.
We're
just looking
for
manifestation,
Lord.
We're
sowing,
Father.
We're
sowing
the
seed
that
you have
given
unto us.
We're
believing
that
that
seed
that
has
been
sown
in our
hearts
is going to
manifest
and
come to
fruition
with
all
that
you intended
for
us to have.
So,
Father,
I thank
you
as
we protect
our hearts
and
put
a guard
over
our hearts
that
we may not
sin
against
thee,
losing
out
on all
the things
that
you
have for us.
So,
Father,
thank you
for
ministering
your word.
Thank
you
for
sharing.
And
thank you
most
of all
for
understanding.
We
give
you glory
and
honor in
Jesus'
name.
Everybody
in
agreement,
give
God a
big
praise
right now.
Woo!
Glory,
glory,
glory.
Oh,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
I'm
excited about
being
excited
about
what's
going to
happen
to
you.
Woo!
My.
You
now
have
tools.
You now
have
the
weapon
that
you need,
the
direction
you need
to go
in.
The system
has
already
been
supplied.
Praise
God.
Something good
is getting
ready to happen.
Look at your
neighbor and say,
something
significant
is getting
ready to
happen
in my
life.
We're excited to invite you to join in our upcoming monthly Bible study, held every second Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. We are diving into the powerful book of Acts. Whether you're new to the Bible study or a seasoned reader, you'll find this study to be engaging and enriching. As you read, jot down any questions or thoughts. Whether you're bringing questions, thoughts, or just an open heart, you'll be a vital part of this exciting journey through the Acts of the Apostles. We can't wait to see you there. Mark your calendars. Let's make this Bible study one to remember.